Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great show powered by the Tennessee Lottery, the National Spelling Bees today. So we thought it'd be fun to have a sports spelling bee, a 3HL sports spelling bee. We've got five people on hold, assuming at least one person can spell one last name correctly. We'll have a winner. Hopefully it'll take more than one round. We have plenty of names for you. The first set of names should be pretty easy to get us going. Mickey's got the list in front of him.
No Google, no phone.
No, yeah, no cheating.
None of that. You will have to spell it immediately. You don't have time.
The H in 3HL means honor system. Yeah. Honor Landry system. And so the winner, the last man or woman standing, will win Imagine Dragons tickets. A pair of Imagine Dragons tickets. So without further ado, I turn it over to the Master of Ceremonies, because I always thought Mickey Ryan would one day be a game show host.
Yeah.
I thought so too, if the bass playing thing didn't work out. And here I am.
Okay, so first up is Keith in his driveway. Keith, what's up, man?
How you doing?
We're good. You ready to play?
Yeah. I'm ready to play. I won the eighth grade spelling bee about 40-something years ago.
Congratulations.
So I feel good about your chances, yeah. Keith. All right, first round, we'll start you off easy. We'll give you the full name of whomever this person is, and all we want you to spell is the last name, all right?
Okay.
All right. Number one for Keith, Derek Henry. Spell the last name.
Henry. H-E-N-R-Y. Henry.
Keith is in.
Correct. Stick around, Keith.
He's in the forum still. Let's go to, what does that say, JT? The mouse is over three of the letters. John in Thompson Station. John, what's up?
Hey, guys.
You feeling good about things after that first name being Derrick Henry? Pretty easy.
I think if we stick with football and don't go to hockey, it'll be a thing.
All right, Mickey, what do you got?
Well, John, you're in bad luck here. Your word, Philip Forsberg. Spell Forsberg, John.
F-O-R-S-B-E-R-G.
You got it. That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you, Babs.
John is correct.
John stays in the game.
Paul Kaharski bell there.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get a text from him any second.
On to Lacey.
Lacey and Mount Juliet. Lacey, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
I
do frequently watch the spelling bee on ESPN, but I am not an 8-year-old Indian, so I'm going to do my best.
Let's just see what happens down in.
Sounds good to me.
How do we go from there? All right, you're Kevin Byard. Last name of the Titans safety.
Some pronounce it Byard.
Yes.
Kevin Byard. B-Y-A-R-D. Byard.
There he is. Lacey in the mix. All right, Bill in the Borough next up. And these will get tougher. Bill, what's up?
Hey, it's great. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
All right, you ready to go? Yours, former Middle Tennessee resident, current Jacksonville Jaguar, Jalen Ramsey. How do you spell his last name?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Jalen Ramsey is really good at football.
R-A-M-S-E-Y.
That is correct, sir.
All right, we've got one more to go with a perfect round one. David in Nashville. David, what's up?
All right, David, hold up honor.
Up?
Hold up the honor of this first round. Everyone's gotten it right so far. You are Mike Vrabel, Titans head coach.
All right, Vrabel, V-R-A-B-L-E.
Oh,
no. There's an M in there.
No.
I don't know.
V-R-A-B-E-L.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, War Damn Eagle.
All right. War Eagle.
Diamond
Dave. I don't know if
we want
to claim that.
Is off. Let's go to round two.
All right, so Keith back in it. He's still in his driveway, I guess. His significant other not upset yet?
Not yet.
All right, Keith. This may upset her, though. Victor Arvidsson. Spell the last name of the pint-sized predator.
A-R-V-I-D-S-S-O-N.
That is correct, sir. Woo! Boom. Good Man. Job.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, he's never leaving his driveway.
S's.
Yeah, John at Thompson Station next up. John.
All right, John. Preds head coach, Peter Laviolette.
Laviolette. All right. Wish I wasn't driving. L-A-V-U-L-E-T-T.
Thank you, JT. That is L-A-V-I-O-L-E-T-T-E. Peter Laviolette. Thank you for
Thank
playing,
you, John. Sir. Appreciate it, man. I really don't know what he spelled.
Dear John, Levitt.
He was driving.
Levitt.
Yes. Okay, so Keith still in the mix. Now we go to Lacey. We've got three participants left. Lacey, what's up?
Not a bad shot. 1-3. I'm ready.
All right, Lacey, back to you. Rick Bird.
Say that again, Rick Bird?
Rick Bird, Belmont head basketball coach.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say B-Y-R-D.
You got it. He stays in the game.
Bill in the borough. Next up, 3HL Sports Spelling Bee.
All right. Bill, Preds goalie, Pekka Rinne.
Can I tell you how much I've enjoyed doing this before I attempt this?
only if you've really enjoyed it.
R-H-E-N-N-I-A.
Thank you for playing. That was very, Negative. Very incorrect. R-I-N-N-E.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
That's All why right. he gave us the nice
the send-off.
Parting yeah. gift, yeah.
All right, so we've got Keith and Lacey still involved in the 3HL Sports Spelling Bee. Keith is next up, still in his driveway.
Keith, Titans safety and run stopper extraordinaire Jonathan Cyprian.
Before I try this, I just want to say that I wish my adversary well, but I would hate to lose any competition to a man named Lacey. Cyprian, I'm going to say C-Y-P-R-I-E-R-A-P-N.
That's correct. Cyprian. Jonathan Cyprian.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it.
On to Lacey. As we go to
JT might be on to something here. Yes. Lacey next up.
There was
Lacey.
Some stalling there. All right. Lacey, Jarrett Garantano battling for a starting job in Knoxville at quarterback.
You said Garantano?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say Garantano, and I am a huge Vols fan with a tattoo on my leg. Yes, sir.
You are correct, sir.
On that one, we're going to take a break. So we've got two in the mix. So I hope Keith is able to hold on in his driveway and doesn't have responsibilities. But Keith and Lacey battling it out.
All right,
let's go to Keith. Keith, your next word. You know this guy is a Winnipeg Jet.
No stalling.
Dustin Bufflin. No stalling. Here we go.
R-O-L-L-T-I-D-E.
Well, right. Hey, can I get the X? Come on.
Keith, obviously. Keith, are you still there?
Keith, here.
Keith is the one who is suspicious of being helped with. If Chad Withrow were in his car right now, not happy.
Hey.
So Lacey, since he's our only one left, is our winner.
Well, no, we have to see if Lacey can spell the next one, right? Because if Lacey misses, then they both go again. So Keith can't go anywhere. That's how it works.
All right, I got him on hold.
All right, Lacey.
Lacey, here we go.
Real quick, War Eagle. Can't let a Roll Tide go without a War Eagle.
All right, here we go.
I kind of like the win by default rule.
It's not how it works.
Brad Keselowski, NASCAR driver.
Oh, that's easy. K-E-S-E-L-O-W-S-K-I and go Vols.
There it is. Our winner, Lacey. Would you like to give a congratulatory speech to yourself, or did you just do it with your Go Vols?
No, it's kind of funny. I actually was going to give a shout out to Keith. I actually came out to my driveway as well, just so he wouldn't feel bad. And I'll tell him this too. My first name is John. It's a family name. I've got 21 first cousins and a lot of John, so I took Lacey instead. So there we go.
Well, there you go. Well, guess what? You also are going to be taking some Imagine Dragons tickets. How about that?
That's right, dude. Congratulations. All right, we'll put you on hold, and JT will get your information.
Can I just say, Lacey on his game, like the Garantano, obviously he's a Tennessee fan. He said he has a UT tattoo on his leg.
He was laughing while he spelled
so that was like, that was super easy. But Keselowski, that can get you. It's not like you see it written. I mean, even it's not like it's on the back of Keselowski's jersey, right? And even on his car, it's always in cursive. Like it's hard to read.
I think it is on the back of his fire suit. I think you typically do have your name on the back of your fire suit. The pit crew guys do. Now that's got me wondering. His name would have to be somewhere on his fire suit.
Well, his little autograph is everywhere.
Yeah.
But you can't read those.
There we go.
Well done, Lacey.
I have to do that again sometime.